Hello and welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I am Pastor John McClain here with the Andres Ruiz.
You're rolling the R's, man.
Yeah,
you're
doing it.
Cerro, there we
machine
go.
Machine gun. Got it. Andres Ruiz here with, I Believe in Myself, coaching. He's been the motivational coach in my life, made this show and our books and many things happen in my life. If you need motivational coaching in your life, go to IBelieveInMyself.com.
Dot org. Yes, sir.
If you go to .com, it'll bounce you. Just Google search I Believe in Myself if you really want to. But go to IBelieveInMyself.org to get the help from a gentleman named Andres Ruiz who will change your life if you let him.
There you go.
And then I'd be behest. I'm going to mention we met with FC Tucson, the professional soccer team here in Tucson just today, and they wanted me to mention FC Tucson, Southern Arizona's and professional soccer club will be back home and finish the regular season at home at Keno North Stadium on Saturday, October 30th. Our fan appreciation night will include live mariachi music, costumes, and we're giving away candy. They're giving away candy.
Nice.
Come join us as we celebrate Halloween and Dia de Muertes.
Dia de los Muertos.
Yeah, like that. With their fans. And if you win our final two games, if they win their final two games, they will automatically qualify for the USL League One playoffs and continue their quest to bring a championship to Tucson. If you want to get tickets, go to fctucson.com or call 520-600-3095.
Nice. Si se puede. We can do this. Absolutely.
Yes. So, big time.
Yes.
The Tucson, FC Tucson, go check it out. FCTucson.com. Excited to mention that. But this would not be the Common Good Radio Show if I did not put the loving Father first that has made this all possible, that has blessed us with amazing sponsors, blessed us with this show, blessed us with our awesome children that we will be taking to the ending game here for FC Tucson, and blessed us to be able to interview amazing guests like we have today.
Oh yeah, we got a powerhouse today, for sure.
And we do that by putting God first, and it starts with the Lord's Prayer this week, and it goes a little something like this. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Man, this I feel like that's making me sweat this week saying that, because
I think they need to turn up the AC. But
yeah, that's it.
I mean,
yeah.
No, but you're right.
Yeah, it's just
that's
the, just the being delivered from evil. And I think we recently talked about this just among ourselves. Just like we don't think about it regularly. Like we think about, okay, I have resistance in my life, and I have, you know, depression that I have to deal with, and I have my own stuff that I have to deal with. I have to make sure I have the tools in my toolbox to have self-care and all that kind of stuff. But not too often do we think, man, the devil's out to get me. Like, he's not kidding. Like, he's for real. He's coming at me with all different ways. And yes, in a lot of ways, kind of that can be interpreted as, okay, I got to put tools in my toolbox so that way when I have these temptations, when I have these issues crawl up, I got to make sure I can deal with it. And definitely being, you know, a pastor, you know, I'm constantly at war with the devil and at war with evil, not only among myself, but with other people. So definitely I'm feeling this week, the Lord's Prayer. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to do this and allowing us to be strong and be a model for others that need that model in their life. Absolutely. So that being said, let's go ahead and turn the show to somebody who certainly could use their good amount of appreciation and praise. Her name is Mrs. Robin O'Bannon. I won't do the whole 15 names because she has one of those big strong long names.
Are you Latino,
really, John?
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe you're Latino because you know with Latinos we had like 5, 6, 7, 8, you know. So.
Robin Yvette Rate O'Bannon, is that correct?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Beautiful name.
And she's here. We're blessed to have her in our fair state. She's usually doing work all over the place. She lives out of Florida, but she's here to, one, represent North Star Hyperbaric, and she's here, like myself, to get service from North Star Hyperbaric. So thank you, Robin, for being on the show with us.
Hua.
Yep, absolutely.
I'm so glad to be here. Yeah. So very blessed to be here.
Yeah.
Awesome. And then I guess a good start, and Andreas was asking the question behind the scenes, is you're not an Arizona resident, you know, at least not yeah,
no,
not
no.
right now. So so where, you know, where are you're living at now, and what brings you here?
Well, John, I'm homeless.
Oh,
in a manner
Robin.
Of speaking. Yeah, I know, but I make it look good. Yeah, so, you know, but I'm out of Destin, Florida at the moment. But before Destin, Florida, I moved from Tucson into Destin.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, I was in the Chandler-Gilbert area.
Okay.
So I actually moved to Arizona about end of 2010,
mm-hmm.
because I'm a medically retired U.S. Air Force Gulf War veteran, and I was very sick. And so I was looking for alternative methods to heal other than pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
And that actually landed me in Arizona, a place that I'd never been and knew no one, but I knew that I was supposed to be here.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Because, you know, I can hear.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And then how did you how did you find North Star? How did you find, like, maybe Arizona Healing Veterans?
No, as a matter of fact, that particular group was not in full swing yet.
Mm, okay.
What happened was I was doing a radio show at 960 AM, The Patriot in Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a guest on the show, and his name was Gordon Brown.
Mm.
And Gordon Brown was closely associated with Dr. Hendricks, Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star. And he actually introduced us, and we had done a Veterans Day edition of the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's really interesting. I came on shortly before Gordon came on as a guest, and then shortly after, the show just went... You know, so y'all, did you catch that? The producer, okay. Anyway, so it's just like I was on that show for that purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was talking about the suicide rate amongst veterans being 22 a day, and I'm like, hey, that's exactly how many medications I take every day, and I have
been. For me, it was 18.
Is that it?
Good.
You know,
that's all. Yeah,
you know, and I wasn't healing. I wasn't getting any closer to the center of health.
Mm-hmm.
So, it just. You know, there it was, I was telling Andreas.
Yes.
I was telling him that, you know, all the doors where I was living in Chicago were closing, but the doors in Arizona were opening, and this was one of those doors.
Interesting. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're going to hear about all that and more after this break. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with the Andreas Ruiz.
Mm-hmm.
And
very
he
good.
Does something called I Believe in Myself Coaching. That he's going to tell you a little something about.
Yeah, so if you are the type of person that's ready to take your life to the next level, if you've been thinking about a dream, a goal that for weeks, months, years, maybe even decades, and you're ready to take action, I'm your man. I'm here to help you have that mindset, to have the confidence to believe in yourself so that you can start taking action towards that dream and overcome procrastination, trying to be a perfectionist. Get into action and follow that goal, that dream, so that you can find your life's purpose and leave a legacy. So if you're interested in taking your life to the next level, send me an email at ibelievecal@gmail.com or check out my website at ibelieveinmyself.org. Or you can check me out on Facebook, send me a friend request, and I'd be more than happy to get you rocking and rolling and get you to step into your purpose and leave that legacy that you know you have in your heart.
Yep.
We'll be right back with the Common Good Radio Show. Thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Do you have some gently used clothes, furniture, or vehicles that you'd like to donate to an organization that's helping connect our local veterans to housing, benefits, and the services they need to transition into civilian life? Then come to Veteran Thrift at 2241 North Oracle to donate your goods, time, to shop, or to take advantage of our free item program every Friday. Veteran Thrift, with your help, can get unhoused veterans the help they need.
All in Balance Bookkeeping at AIBBookkeeping.net has been serving Tucson for over 25 years in the nonprofit and for-profit sectors. All in Balance Bookkeeping is ready to take the stress of bookkeeping off of your shoulders for a price that won't cost an arm and a leg. All in Balance Bookkeeping services includes digital bookkeeping, QuickBooks consulting, cleanup and payroll for manageable and affordable rates. Call All in Balance Bookkeeping today at 520-660-5854 to schedule a free consultation. Or go to AIBBookkeeping.net to book now.
GAP Ministries is all about impacting one life because they believe that each and every person matters to God. They strive to build up each child they care for and each individual they serve. That is why we at Veteran Rescue Mission volunteer our time in their kitchen and warehouse every week. And we suggest you do too. Go to GAPmin.com to get involved and donate to this blessed organization today. Hello and welcome back to, oh yeah, the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We highlight the good in our community and we have a amazing woman, a veteran, a visionary, a journeyman.
Powerhouse.
Absolutely. Just an angel here on earth with us here in studio to tell us about the amazing work that she's done in her life and to talk about an organization that is near and dear to my heart, a person as well, a good friend of hers, good friend of mine, and Dr. Carol Henricks, near and dear in my heart, and North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology. And before we went to the break, you were talking about a little bit of the good stuff, but we were kind of, we went fringed around North Star Hyperbaric, but let's go ahead and dive straight in and let the listening audience know what is North Star Hyperbaric and North Star Neurology.
North Star Hyperbaric is a hyperbaric clinic, and North Star Neurology are clinics that are dedicated to, some people would call it regenerative medicine, some integrative medicine, alternative medicine, but it is a
those are all very fancy terms.
They are. Yeah. Drug-free therapies.
Nice.
That bring you closer to the center of health. They promote healing for people who have surgical procedures. Even it's like pouring gasoline on a good fire, you know? And we specialize, I say we, and I'll tell you why in a minute, but we specialize, we really cater to the veteran community. And one of the reasons that we do cater to that community is because we have a tremendous, like this reservoir of amazing leadership in the country today. And servant leaders, if you will, like my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ was the ultimate servant leader, because leadership, especially the kind that the world needs today, is service. And it's not a top-down proposition. It is, how can I serve you? What can I do for you? And we are developing a population over at the clinic where it's like healed veterans healing veterans. We really should be lifting each other and helping each other because we all have mission and purpose in our lives. And it's not just for some of us, it's for all of us.
Yep. There you go.
And we all have it. So, but when your health stands in the way, or your lack of health stands in the way of you going out and living in the fullness of your creation, there must be something provided to remove that barrier. And that's part of my mission in my life, is to remove those barriers, physical barriers and spiritual barriers even, that prevent our brothers and sisters from living in the fullness of their creation. It's so important that we all do that because that's why we are here. So.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah. And I agree. Like you said, you know, we're all here for a purpose. Our pain that was given to us was given to us for a reason. And, you know, it sounds like with what you went through and, you know, all those things that you've seen, how 22 veterans commit suicide, it sounds like you have a purpose as well with getting better, but also getting better for your kids, getting better for other people, not just for yourself. So tell us a little bit about that, how that inspired you to, you know, just want to get better. And you know, because I know you were doing some stuff with the VA, but then you decided to start doing this instead.
Yeah, it was a journey for sure. When I got up to go for a run with my airmen when I was still on active duty, I was, you know, it was all about fitness and readiness. It was all about readiness. And and I got up to go for a run with my airmen one morning and I collapsed on the floor and I hadn't been the same since. I'm a Gulf War veteran and there are a lot of us who came back from the Persian Gulf not quite the same as we were when we left. And sometimes sometimes it takes time for those things to manifest. Well, because I was so physically active, it took a while. But in a perfect storm of stress and crazy in my life, everything just kind of came down at once, and it resulted in that collapse on the floor. And like I said, I haven't been the same since. It's been a very long journey back, but I had two young children at the time that that happened. So I have gone through losing everything, being a homeless veteran and going through the Chicago VA system, which let's not, you know, do commentary on it, but it's not exactly, it really wasn't conducive to a divorced mother of two young children who had no substance issues or any, you know what I'm saying? It was, and so I had to kind of pave a way through that. And then, you know, ultimately I end up here. There really is no short way to tell that story. I just say that the Lord's hand was extremely present in my life, and I'm very well aware of that. And as a result, I have consecrated my life to this work.
That's trippy.
And I am actually officially, as of October 15th, I am the chaplain of North Star Hyperbaric.
That's awesome.
So, whatever it takes, because we need to be supported. We're a complex system.
It's such a trip hearing you tell your testimony, because I don't know if Andreas is picking up on this, but whose testimony does this sound like what she's telling?
Talking about Sharon? Or?
Her testimony it sounds almost exactly like my testimony.
You'll find,
a homeless veteran,
cool. You'll find your tribe when you go through these things.
I went through a lot of the same thing. 10 years after coming back from Iraq, I just collapsed. You know, metaphorically more than physically. And then I was homeless for years. We had small children, about 2-3 years old. And then I was homeless for years. I didn't really know how to get out of it. And then I learned how to get out of it. And ever since, for the past decade, I've been making it my mission to help other people deal with that.
I have found that the credential that we need today, the credential that the world is looking for, it's not letters behind your name, it's not degrees or anything. It's experience.
100%.
Don't nobody want to hear nothing from nobody who ain't never done nothing, ain't never been through nothing, ain't never been nowhere.
100%.
Because it's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard out here.
I love it.
So,
it's awesome.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And how has Hyperbaric, North Star Hyperbaric helped you in this journey, you know, with just getting better? And
well, you know, oxygen, when you're breathing pure oxygen under pressure at 1.5 atmospheres, it's a healing modality. But oxygen doesn't care what it heals. It just does.
Oh, wow.
So for me, I had night terrors was a big thing for me. One of my diagnoses is lupus and, you know, fibromyalgia, and which is a kind of a garbage can diagnosis. And a lot of it, you know, they say it comes from, you know, vaccines or pyridostigmine bromide or PTABs, which we took for anti-nerve agent prophylaxis, you know, all of these things running around in your body. And it just kind of calmed all of that stuff down. It's just really, it's kind of an understatement, but that's the simplest way that I can put it in the time that we have here. So it's been very beneficial in that. And detoxing from so many medications.
I bet.
Oh my word. That took 2 years all by itself.
Man.
Wow.
For sure. For me, I think that's where kind of my battle with substance abuse and stuff came into play. It was there. But I guess as we're going out, come about 20 seconds, tell the listeners how they can connect with North Star Hyperbaric.
Ah, I thought I was ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. All right, Face ID. Okay. So we are in the foothills. And so our address is 7596 North La Cholla Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, 85741. It's also 7598. There are two buildings right next door to each other, North Star Neurology and North Star Hyperbaric. And you can see us online at northstarhbot.com.
Perfect.
Nice.
Awesome. Thank you so much for being here with us, Robin. You're the bomb.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I look forward to talking to you so much more.
Oh,
for sure.
I love it.
Yeah, good stuff.
That was Robin O'Bannon with North Star Hyperbaric here representing. This is Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. If you haven't been to 1118 North Jones and checked out Veteran Thrift yet, please do. All the proceeds go to our homeless veteran transition program, Veteran Rescue Mission, to help better shelter and connect veterans with benefits. We'll be back right after this break.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org. North Star Hyperbaric is an alternative treatment center that uses hyperbaric oxygen therapy, HBOT, to deliver the benefits of 100% medical-grade oxygen under pressure to injured tissue, enhancing oxygen delivery 7 to 12 times normal. Dr. Carol Hendricks of North Star Hyperbaric is a practicing neurologist who specializes in the use of HBOT and pulsed electromagnetic field therapy to help heal her patients. Go to NorthStarHBOT.com today to schedule a consultation.
Hi, I'm Andres Ruiz, the co-host of Common Good Radio Show and the founder of community building organization I Believe in Myself. And I am offering a free rundown and consultation to the first 10 listeners to sign up for a private or group life coaching consultation at IBelieveInMyself.org. We all need good support to help us to take our life to the next level. So let me help you believe in yourself so that you can pursue your goals and dreams and ultimately find your life's purpose. Go to IBelieveInMyself.org today to sign up and get more information.
Hello, welcome back to the Common Good Radio Show, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain, here with Andres Ruiz.
There you go.
I'm going to start saying it right every time.
Ruiz.
Watch, si. Watch.
Así es.
And he is of I Believe in Myself Coaching. He has motivated me in so many ways. Go to IBelieveInMyselfCoaching.org to see how he can motivate you.
IBelieveInMyself.org. You're close.
Oh man, I'm gonna get it right. Eventually.
I know you'll get it right. You get it right.
Watch. We've only done about 100 shows.
But yeah,
give
yeah,
it like
yeah,
200 yeah. shows.
200. Well, you got this. You got this.
Perfect.
You got this.
So,
yeah, man. I'm super excited to just bring in some powerhouses today for sure.
You always do.
Yeah, and so we have two amazing people in the studio. Julie Festerling. I hope I said that right. And yeah. She is the is one of the founders of Phones Down, Just Drive, a nonprofit organization that is raising awareness on the dangers of distracted driving. Mm-hmm. And we also have my man here, Juan J.D. Delgado, and who is serving as the committee chair for their annual memorial event. And, we'll talk a little bit more about that. But
yeah, in some ways, JD's a celebrity. I don't know how or why or what, but he is everywhere, and everywhere I go, everybody knows him.
Yeah, he's amazing.
So, like you said, we got powerhouses here.
Absolutely.
Not taking anything away from you. I'm sure you're a powerhouse too. I'm excited. I can see your glow. But
yeah,
I'm blessed definitely to have you in the studio, JD. Been a bud for seems like a minute now. So thanks for being here, man.
Absolutely.
Hey,
yeah.
Hey! Thank you. And actually, I'm the powerhouse that missed that powerhouse luncheon today.
Yeah,
because all three of you were there. I heard that was the event.
You missed it, man.
That was the event.
It was the bomb. Yeah.
But you're here for the after party, and the after party is the biggest recap of it all.
This is gonna be more fun for sure.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So just to get things started, question for Julie: what is Phones Down, Just Drive?
Mm-hmm.
Phones Down, Just Drive. That is our nonprofit organization. We just started it a couple months ago, so we are still getting up and running. It is an organization that supports the efforts of educating people on putting their phones down when they're driving. Simple as that.
Yeah.
It's an epidemic out there. Mm-hmm. You drive down the street and you probably see 9 out of 10 drivers holding their phone, at least.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just really dangerous. Too many people are losing their lives. They're getting injured. And these are all things that can be prevented. So we started the nonprofit organization in memory of our children.
Mm.
My partners in the organization is Deborah Garcia. Her son, Paul, and my daughter, Caitlin, were just driving on a beautiful sunny afternoon, November 13th, 2019, when they stopped to make a left-hand turn, they had their turn signal on and they were doing everything right, is what the police told us. But unfortunately, the person behind them was not. Hmm. So she did not see them. She was distracted, rear-ended them, pushed them into oncoming traffic. And unfortunately, Caitlin and Paul did not survive that horrific crash. Hmm. So in memory of them, and just to hopefully prevent other situations like this, we started our nonprofit organization. Phones down, just drive.
Man, that's a touching story. Certainly, I'm sure you've heard it so much, you know, I'm sorry for our loss, not your loss, but the loss of to our community of, you know, your amazing daughter, of that family's amazing son. And I feel blessed that you shared your story with us, and you're, mm-hmm. you know, and you're inspiring other parents that have gone through this, and you know, just other people that have, you know, lost loved ones to nonsense, you know, ultimately. So thank you.
And it can all be prevented. That's, I think, the hardest part about it is, our kids would still be here mm-hmm. if somebody was not committing a selfish act like that. Mm-hmm. So let's do all we can to help other families so that they don't ever get that bad news.
Mm-hmm. You know, and what I love about what you did was you turned this what happened was like horrific. It was terrible. But you, instead of, you know, just staying there, you did something about it. And not too many people do that. And, you know, my respects to you and your partner for doing that, because not too many people turn that into a purpose. And you decided to take it upon yourself and say, you know what? It happened to us, but we want to make sure that it doesn't happen again to anybody else, because you know the pain and you don't want anybody else to deal with that pain. So you turn your pain into purpose, which is amazing. So, you know, I just
absolutely
thank you for doing that.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. We belong to a lot of different groups. Like on Facebook, there's all the different grieving groups. Mm-hmm. And we see so many people are just hurting so bad, and we all are. Mm-hmm. But we have to get off that couch every day. You have to get out there, and you just need to take that pain, turn it into purpose. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, and let me ask you, like, when you get out of that couch, like, what motivates you? What inspires you to just get out of that couch and say, you know what? I'm not going to sit here. I'm going to do something about it.
My dad used to always tell me, God gave us 24 hours a day. We all have the same 24 hours, but what are you doing with yours? Mm-hmm. So every morning I wake up and I think of my father's words. 24 hours today, Julie. What are you doing with it?
That's powerful.
So I go out and I work hard, and I do a lot of charity work hard, and I'm a mother, and I do that hard too.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's all we can do is, you know, just do the best we can with what we have to work with.
Yeah. And let me ask you, JD, like how did you get involved with this organization? And I mean, what inspired you to just join Julie and support her?
So Julie and I, we've known each other for years, and we've done a lot of business together, and we're really good friends. And I was actually talking with her a tragic day, and I remember she was getting some phone calls, and she's like, I could have grabbed this. And I didn't hear from her. Mm. And then she left a message later that night, and I didn't listen to the message until the morning. I was just freaking just floored. I was just like, oh my God, like, wow. Just like, in a matter of minutes, mm-hmm. everything just changes, mm-hmm. you know, your whole life and so forth. So, and I know how important it is, and it is very important, just letting other people know how this is. I mean, I was talking to you the other day, and you said the number one death for teenagers is texting and driving. Mm-hmm. Andres, I mean, you told me that, and I was like, oh my God, wow, this really is a big issue that we're really not addressing, looking at, and letting people know.
Yeah.
So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good stuff. Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's one of those things people think, oh, that'll never happen to me. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Naturally, we think we are invincible. So it's somebody else's problem.
Yeah. Mm. We'll get to more about particularly JD's participation, how you got involved in it. I don't think we hit that nail on the head. But we're going to go to our breaks, show a little love to our sponsors. This is a Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz. If you have not been to veteranrescuemission.org yet, please do. We're now asking desperately for the donation of cars, RVs, and unused vehicles for the veterans that we have appointments they need to get to, all kinds of business that they need to get squared away. Definitely at least once a month I have a veteran reach out to Veteran Rescue Mission and ask if we have vehicles that we can donate. So please, anybody that out there, go to veteranrescuemission.org, find out more about the show, find out more about our homeless veteran transition program, and see all the great work we're doing to try to help the veterans in our community. This is the Common Good Radio Show being one of those great things that we're doing, brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. We'll be back right after this break with JD and Julie with Phones Down, Just Drive.
With the help of the Tucson community, Veteran Rescue Mission has been able to help hundreds of local veterans get connected with their benefits and housing. And with your continued help, we can do better. Go to veteranrescuemission.org today to donate or see how you can get involved to make our homeless veteran tiny house village and transition center a reality. Come be part of a solution to ending veteran suicide and homelessness in our community today at veteranrescuemission.org.
The primary teaching mechanism at Tucson International Academy will continue to be in person, in classroom, as this is the best method for most of what your child needs to learn. And what has dramatically contributed to Tucson International Academy's record of 100% of their seniors being accepted for college? Call Tucson International Academy today at 230-3828 or go to TucsonInternationalAcademy.com. to provide your child with the greatest possibility of reaching the next level.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today.
Hello, all of you beautiful people. I see you and you. Look at you. Yeah, don't hide from me. I see you, you beautiful person. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Mission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andres, like machine gun, Ruiz, like machine gun, and he's with I Believe in Myself Coaching, and he motivates me daily. I thank you for that, brother.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You motivate me too, man. We motivate each other.
We're just like this, like reciprocal bouncing back of motivation.
Absolutely.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, man.
And speaking of another person that motivates us, we got JD here in studio with
us. Absolutely, man. I love this guy's energy, man.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. So yeah, I mean, so we were talking with JD about, you know, how he got involved. Mm-hmm. You know, we did talk a little bit about that powerful story right now, which just was, man, it was really touching. But, you know, like, I know that you're part of the committee, and, you know, just what is your role with, you know, being part of that? And then, you know, what are you doing to help Phones Down, Just Drive right now currently?
So what I do is just talk to people like yourself. You know, and whenever you see the opportunity to bring awareness in regards to, you know, Julie's nonprofit. And she just has so much, you know, like you were talking about, her purpose, her passion for this is just, you know, I mean, it's like, it's number one, it's right there. So whenever I'm around somebody that has that type of passion for something, it's like, how can I not be involved and help out with that? So it's just like she asked me, it's like, I didn't have to like think about it. It's like, yeah, of course, man. Of course, cool. I'll help out. I'll do whatever I can.
That's awesome.
To help her.
Yeah. And for you, Julie, like, how has JD helped you during this whole, I mean, it's been, what, 2 years now? About?
Almost what? 2 years. November 13th, it'll be 2 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So how has he helped? He is just such a support system. If I need help with business, he's there. If I just need a shoulder to cry on, he's there. Thank you for being there, JD.
Yeah, he looks like he has good shoulders for crying. Yeah, for sure.
They're a little tall. Yeah. I'm a little short. but yeah, he's just awesome. I mean, just so thoughtful, like, you know, and then to help with this event we have coming up in November, we need donors. We need sponsors. We just need to get the word out there. And as you guys know, I think JD knows what, like 95% of Tucson?
Yeah, he's
involved in everything. And you know, whether it be the roofing aspect or playing pickleball or his charity and giving back. And he's always, you know, out there. He's the king of gift cards. He always like has those connections. So, nice. I mean, I don't know. He's just such a great helper with this that we thought he is the perfect fit to be part of our committee, and not only just part of it, but to be a leader in it.
Mm-hmm.
So we have two committee leaders. It's Juan J.D. Delgado here, obviously. And then the other one is Deja Garcia, who is Paul, who passed away. It's his sister. So Deja and J.D. are our committee leaders.
Nice.
That's awesome. Yeah, so go ahead.
And I just got to give it all to Julie, because, I mean, it's really Julie.
Yeah.
I mean, she's a spearhead. She's the one really, you know, going with this. And I'm just doing what I can to help out and, you know,
And you're doing a lot.
Thank you.
All of you guys, thanks for your support,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks for having us here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to be able to get together and talk about this and bring the community into it and get some more support, we really appreciate all of that. So thank you.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I guess I really look forward to asking this question that we're about to ask, because we ask it almost to every new business that we, or new organization that we have on here. And we get a mixture of responses, but surprisingly most organizations we have on here give us a very similar response, because most of the people that we surround ourselves with have a similar ideology to us. And when COVID hit, that's when this show began, and that's when our books began, that's where a lot of like greatness in our lives came of it. Because when COVID began, we said to ourselves, well, we have two options. We can either kind of, you know, hide in a way and protect ourselves and be safe, you know, all due respect, or we can be the foundation for our community and be there for people to help build, because we're going to absolutely need that. And it seems like, you know, that's in a lot of ways, that's kind of the mentality you guys have. But I'll ask you, you know, how did COVID affect you guys as organizations and what you were trying to do moving forward?
Oh, COVID has really affected the whole world, it seems like. Mm-hmm. And it's either brought people together or it's segregated people. Mm-hmm. And we've noticed that with us when we do have events or we go out to different community gatherings. We notice sometimes people are more accepting of getting together, and other days maybe they kind of get a little more distant, you mm-hmm. know. We were worried last year with our first event that we did last year, our inaugural event, that people wouldn't come because of COVID. Mm-hmm. But we had an amazing turnout, and we thought, well, if people are going to come out during the middle of a pandemic, they wore their masks for the most part, but we're outside, so a lot of people did take them off. But we thought if they came out then, hopefully they'll come out this year and maybe even more people than that. Mm-hmm. But COVID as a whole, it definitely probably has held us back as far as face-to-face talking to people. We've had to do most of our communications with people over the phone or internet, or mm-hmm. we use a lot of social media. Mm-hmm. We finally got to get into a school. Mountain View High School invited us in to talk to students.
Nice.
So we could talk to driver's ed students as well as health students. Mm. And that was something we were really hoping to have the whole school, have all the students come through the auditorium and go through our little presentation that we had. And that was our plan. Mm-hmm. But COVID did affect that. We had to limit how many students could come in. So we had to limit it to health and to driver's ed classes. But as the world starts to open up and as the pandemic hopefully starts to go away, maybe we can get in front of all the students at more schools.
Yeah, and well, actually thinking of that, mm-hmm. when as we end the show, I don't know if Dr. J's in town, but I'll put you in contact with Dr. Jennifer Herrera, this other book that you see here, and she's a superintendent of Tucson International Academy, which is a charter school that has four different schools around mm-hmm. Tucson. So I'm sure she'd be more than happy to have you speak with her kids. Andreas speaks with the kids and the teachers there regularly. So mm-hmm. I think that could be, you know, definitely another great connection that we'd be happy to make for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, we could do that for sure. And then just before we get going, like, tell us a little bit about this event, the Five Ever in Our Hearts.
So Five Ever in Our Hearts, people always ask us, is that a typo? Shouldn't it be forever?
Yeah.
You thought it too,
me
didn't
too.
You
yes,
guys?
I did. Yes,
yep,
I did.
Yep. No, that's an intentional on that one.
You're so clever, Julie.
I know. I can't take credit for that, though. I have to give it to the kids.
Okay.
So after our kids passed away, I mean, what do you do? When somebody passes away, you have to go through their stuff, right? And figure out kind of what are you going to keep? What are you going to do with all that? So anyway, I walked into Caitlin's room and she had her desk set up there and she had a lot of little doodles. She and Paul used to doodle a lot. They were at Pimer College together. They took some classes together. And you know, do kids listen in class? Of course they do, right? But they get bored, so they doodle. So anyway, I started looking through one of her notebooks, and they just had the most amazing little doodles in there and messages to each other.
Uh-huh.
And something that we noticed consistently in that notebook and notes to each other, cards to each other, they wrote a lot of Five Ever Together. So to them, Five Ever Together was, we're going to be together on earth, we're going to get married, we're going to have kids, and we're going to spend eternity together. So to them, that is their Five Ever Together.
Wow.
So they are Five Ever Together, and they're forever in our hearts. So that's where Deborah and I, we combined it, and we have the Five Ever Together, or the Five Ever in Our Hearts car show. That's, in memory of them.
I know. It's good stuff.
You with the touch of stories. You're trying to make me cry, aren't you?
Is it working? Yeah. Is it working? Yeah. Well, join me. I cry almost every day. And you know, they're tears of sadness. Like, oh man, I miss Caitlin and Paul. We got together all the time. We do family dinners and just we did a lot together. But then again, they're also tears of joy because, you know, our kids are in heaven.
Yeah. Well, my counselor tells me, and I meet with him tomorrow, that it's okay to cry, John. But I'm still learning. But yeah, definitely. And that's... It's just
we'll cry together.
You're one of the people we have a lot of great people on this show. We have a lot of inspiring people, but you certainly inspire me about as much as anybody we've had on this show.
Absolutely.
Because just your mindset, your temperament, your way of being, like through all this, it's just like
absolutely
mind blowing. Like I'm still recovering from losing friends in war, and I'm still recovering from losing my grandma. You know, it's just like even those what seem like kind of, you know, real low on the spectrum loss compared to losing a child. I couldn't imagine.
It's the worst thing ever.
I couldn't imagine. But you sitting here, I wish, you know, our video audience that are watching at KVOI.com or watching on Facebook Live, I hope you can see this woman's composure, her presence, her existence. And,
amazing.
And I hope that I have half that energy and half that presence in my life, because it's such an inspiration.
Absolutely.
Thank you. That means a lot, because every morning, back to the 24 hours thing, every morning it's hard to get up and get going. It's easier to stay in bed where it's cozy and be sad and be depressed. We can still be sad, we can still be depressed, but get out there and just try to turn it around. It's all we can do.
There you go.
Yeah.
I love that.
We have other people to live for too, that they need our strength, they need our support. I have two other children at home still.
There you go.
And they need a mama that's there. And we still talk about it very openly. We're all very open about this.
That's
and
healing right there.
They need to learn that death happens. It's part of life.
Wow.
And we respect that.
Yeah.
So. That's amazing. So how can people get involved or support your organization so the listeners can hear? And
To learn more about our organization, I would suggest go to our website, which is phonesdownjustdrive.com. And then we're also on Facebook, Phones Down Just Drive. Or give me a call, 520-307-1013. For this event on November 6th, we're looking for time, talent, and treasures. If you want to donate money or raffle items, we will definitely take it. If you have some extra time and just want to help us go out and sell raffle tickets before the event, we'll take that too. Or just help spread the word.
Nice.
And if you're not into car shows and things like that, that's cool too. Just tell your friends and your family, put your phones down. At the end of the day, that is our mission. Get the phones put down. Help us to get signs around Arizona that remind drivers along the roadways, put the phones down. Other states have them. We don't. It's against the law to drive with a handheld device, an electronic device like a phone. It's against the law. And until we start enforcing that law or making sure people know about it, it's an epidemic that continues.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Julie, JD, for being here. That's phonesdownjustdrive.com. Absolutely. This is the Common Good Radio Show brought to you by Veteran Rescue Commission. I'm Pastor John McClain here with Andreas Ruiz with I Believe in Myself Coaching. We'll catch you next week. Tune in to Making College Come True next.
This car care tip is brought to you by MPG Tire and Auto. Your vehicle's brake pads are the most important part for stopping your vehicle. The average lifespan of your vehicle's brake pads is between 2 to 3 years. Stop by any MPG Tire and Auto location and have your brakes inspected for free today. Replacing your tires can cost nearly $3,000 over the life of your vehicle. Or you buy a set of tires once, roll them into the Total Car Care Guaranteed for Life program, and that's it. Forever. Seriously, buy it once and never purchase it again. Offered exclusively at MPG Tire and Auto. See program rules for details.
Track, therapeutic riding for animals and kids, is one happy family of diverse individuals enjoying Western life on and off horseback with something for everyone. Animal-assisted skills and therapeutics with equine-assisted learning and psychotherapy, birthday parties and events, and their Heroes First Wellness Renewal Program designed to help first responders, focusing on behavioral and emotional well-being. Call 298-9808 or go to tracktucson.org and donate to this local tax-exempt 501c3 organization.
Tickets are available for opening weekend with Tucson Roadrunners Professional Hockey on Saturday at 7 and Sunday at 4 from Tucson Arena for family fun, the best date nights ever, and your AHL affiliate of the Arizona Coyotes. Tickets on sale at TucsonRoadrunners.com/games.